Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 19th and the whole week ahead. Because of the powerful, emblematic energy of the solar eclipse in Leo, emblematic because the sun rules Leo, this is the beginning of a very powerful time over the next 6 months. But today, there's certain areas of your life you just need to sum up, and it's to do with money. Adding up, summing up, having good accounts, knowing where you stand financially is a good start to the week. Here's your Sunday stars. Well, tomorrow there's going to be a solar eclipse in the sign of Leo, and today Mars connects with Jupiter. So for you as a Gemini, you know that this is going to be the start of a big change in your everyday life and surroundings. So could you be moving on? Could you be traveling far? Could you be doing something new? The answer is yes, yes, and yes. In the long run, however, you have the final choice and decision. Here's your Monday stars. Well, it's here, the fabulous golden solar eclipse in the sign of Leo. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It falls in your third house. And your third house is your everyday world, your lifestyle, the way you think, the way you operate intellectually, your mental thoughts and processes. And trust me, over the next 6 months, all of these things will change as fresh opportunities abound. Here's your Tuesday stars. Because the sun is going to move into Virgo, for you this is the start of something big in home and family affairs. You see, the sun moving into your fourth house over the next 4 weeks is going to give you a chance and opportunity to deal with all things to do with where you live or equally the people you live with. You may be part of a family or you may be flat sharing, house sharing with friends. Either way, the next 4 weeks will bring significant changes in your relationship with them. Here's your Wednesday stars. Because of the emphasis of the sign of Virgo, the home and family side of your life is very important over the next month. But also yesterday there was a Mars-Saturn connection. And that means for you, working hard at a relationship or partnership will pay dividends in the long run. It's all about how you communicate with someone, and certainly if you work well together, you'll go far together. Here's your Thursday stars. Oh dear me, with Venus squaring Uranus, you do have to be so aware of a financial crash in your life, unless you are organized and have sorted everything out, as I said at the very beginning of the week. Venus and Uranus squaring each other will only cause a kerfuffle if you're not in control. And the one thing you must be in control of now is finances. Here's your Friday stars. Saturn is going to start to rumble forward in your house of relationships. And that means that over previous months, there may have been things occurring or happening in your one-to-one affairs that now needs to be stabilized and pulled together. And it can be with Saturn. But the important thing is that you have to work hard at a relationship. If you think it's just going to be a doddle, then that relationship won't last a minute. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.